Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
And how's everybody doing tonight?
Well, again, we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about protection and a little bit about how to protect yourself, and talk a little bit about psychic vampires.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a good time for that. We can even get a little bit on about Mercury retrograde, too.
Yeah, I think that we're all being attacked by these psychic vampires, which is what we call people who are not spiritual, and that they feed off your energy, and people are not protecting themselves from their psychic attacks and their thoughts. And I realize that we're being affected by a lot of different things, but not just things, but we're being affected by people's thoughts and the media and all this other stuff, the negativity
right. That's
been going on. Is there any thought on that, Roy?
Well, we have to be careful because I think this is, you know, part of the, you know, plan is to get people, put people more in fear and to, you know, put all these negative things, you know, on the media. Because, you know, this is where, you know, these other sources, you know, whether it be the, you know, Illuminati or whoever, they want people to be in that, so they're not focusing on what's really going on around the world.
Right.
Yeah.
The question is how do people protect themselves from this negativity?
Well, first of all, they have to, you know, be more of the light, you know, raise your vibration.
Uh-huh.
You know, listen to spiritual music, you know, listen to, you know, positive speakers.
Right.
You know, allowing your mind to not, you know, go into the negative thoughts, you know.
Well, for an example, I'll just give everyone an example. I have a friend, I was just telling Roy, a close friend of mine, his name is Ryan, and he puts out a lot of negativity, tries to put me down to his level, and feeds off that negative energy. And I've worked around a lot of negative people like that at my job, and I started affecting my health. And ever since I pulled away from that, it seems like my health is restored. And it's not a matter of, you know, it's not always a matter of allowing people to do that, but we're also being psychically attacked as light workers. And we know that we're getting closer to the end of the world, or the New World Order, whatever you want to call it. As we get closer to that time, you know, this is where Satan gets stronger. You know, the devil gets stronger, and he's trying to pull us back into the darkness before we can go into the light. And I noticed that a lot of people have been experiencing a lot of different things. I just had a gentleman call me, well, this girl called me, and she was saying that, one of Stansel's friends, she was saying that, why is my life not going so smooth? Why is it that my health gone bad? Why is it that my finance has gone bad? My love and relationship has gone bad. You know, and this is where I go back to, you know, how we're being affected by, not just by Mercury retrograde, but we're being affected by all kinds of negative people.
And that's interesting. I mean, we're the co-creators, so we're always co-creating all the time. The main thing is if people don't like the situation or the you know, or the relationship that they're in, all they have to do is just change their way of thinking and
mm-hmm.
you know, co-create the kind of relationship that they do want.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whether that be job or situation or even where they live, you know.
Right.
That we're not just stuck, you know, in that. That we can change that.
Right.
The main thing is, what are we willing to sacrifice?
Or are we willing to give up and change?
What are we willing to give up in order to, you know, get what we want?
But why is it that you, as we get closer, why is it you keep hearing more and more people struggle?
The whole thing is we're going through changes. The earth is going through changes. You know, our vibration is changing as we keep going further into, you know, 2012. And
right.
That's to help to prepare everybody for the ascension.
That
we're
going
to be going into the new world.
And I don't think people are ready for those changes.
No.
Because they're so used to living in the mundane.
Well, the whole thing is if they haven't changed by now, they're not going to change.
Right.
This has been going on since 2003.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to run a marathon, you just don't get out and start running every day. You should have been doing it all along.
Right.
Preparing yourself before you go on that long run.
Right.
You know, that 25-mile run or 30-mile run.
Right. So would you say that if, for an example, if people are working in an environment that they don't really like being at, you feel like they should maybe make some changes and go into an environment that they do feel comfortable?
That's right. I mean,
you know,
why keep forcing yourself to do something that you really, you know, forcing yourself to be there?
Right.
You know, that we should all be doing something that we, you know, enjoy doing.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to truly enjoy something unless you're doing what you love doing.
Right.
But you can still do a job and do it the best way you can and, you know, and treat people, you know, in a good way while you're there.
Right.
Because, you know, you've been into stores before where, you know, a cashier or somebody, they hate their job so bad, so they take it out on the customers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's where I think they feed off that energy.
Yeah.
The negative energy. And.
But then you've been in stores, too, that love, you know, what they're doing, and they're willing to help people, and they'll even buy your groceries for you. You don't have the money.
Yep. And that's what happened.
You had that happen.
Yep.
You want to share that with us on what happened?
I mean, they enjoy life and they want to help people.
Yep.
And they're working for Christ, you know.
That's right. And they want to learn unconditional love again and be in that Christ consciousness.
And that's our own ticket to heaven right there.
That's right.
You know.
That there is not, you know, there is a percentage of good people out there that do care.
Yeah, there is.
There's not just takers, but there is givers.
So, you know, they're looking at the long run, Roy. They're looking at their salvation.
Right.
And if Satan can get as many souls as he can, there won't be no salvation. There won't be no ascension.
That's right.
You know, they're just going to keep repeating. They're going to keep going back, and
mm-hmm.
they're going to keep coming back to this old earth, and they don't want to do that.
No.
They're not looking at the long run is what I'm saying, you know.
Why not do it right the first time instead of have to keep coming back and doing that over again?
Exactly, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to be something that's going to get better on this earth, you know. That
no.
If this is Satan's dominion, then this is where all the evil and the corruption is going to be.
Now, the whole thing is that people are finding out that we've been lied to ever since day one.
Yeah.
And people are starting to see the truth. And who is the truth? You know, that is Jesus Christ, because he is
yep.
the truth and the life.
Yep.
So people are being awakened to the light.
That's why people are looking at the long run, you know, being giving, showing unconditional love.
Yeah.
What you do for others will come back to you. You know, it's the same thing as karma.
They're learning about karma and how it works, you know.
I mean, there's been times where I've talked to my friend Ryan about saying, hey, can you give me a ride somewhere? And he'll say, F you, or he'll say, or I can't do it, or, you know.
Yeah.
To me, that's not a good start off of showing good karma or unconditional love.
And then things start going wrong in their lives, and they say, you know, why is this happening to me?
Yep. And then they start blaming it on you because bad things happen to them.
Yeah. They got to blame somebody else but themselves.
Yep.
It all comes down to the self.
Yep. And see, with those kind of people, they're not going to be able to ascend because
mm-hmm.
they're not ready for
that. You know, when I was younger, you know, what I used to say to myself when things weren't going right or if I, you know, or was in a bad situation, I would blame nobody but myself.
Yep.
That's
you're the only one to blame.
Yeah. I'm to blame.
Yep.
And what did the monks tell you? You'll do better tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow will be a better day.
Tomorrow will be a better day.
Tomorrow will be better.
Why don't we, Aton, we got a caller that's been waiting for a while. Why don't we go ahead and invite that caller on the air?
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead with the caller from the 918 area.
Hi.
Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Angela. I'm from Oklahoma.
Thank we want to welcome you, you know, to our show tonight. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, you do, like, readings or, I mean, what?
Yeah, we do.
Well,
and what
I'd like to know
like
about
to
the
know?
Area of money and relationships.
Okay.
I've had, I don't know if this has happened, like, across the board, but seems like I'm having more bills now. I have enough savings where I could take care of the surprise incidentals. But,
put it this way, our money is not going as far as it used to anymore.
Well, I had some surprises, you know, those bills that just kind of pop up.
And they all seem to happen that way also.
Yeah, but usually not this much. Oh my goodness, is that just...
Well, you
got to
remember, too, we're in what they call a Mercury retrograde.
Well, I find that that's a very creative time for me, usually, a Mercury retrograde. Just brings
really?
New thoughts. Well, you know, it makes people uncomfortable. And where
creative.
You find... When I find that I'm uncomfortable, I become more creative.
Oh.
It is a time of being creative because it's a time where you start thinking about... it's a time where you start thinking about how can I use my creativity to make money.
I'm a writer. I'm a creative person, maybe more so than others, you know.
What kind of book do you write?
I'm sorry, which question?
I'd say, what kind of books do you write?
Well, I'm finishing a book on vaccines and autism. I'm writing a trilogy on my father's family, and I'm writing some fluff articles that I hope get picked up by Cosmo.
Oh.
They pay good.
Yeah.
So.
It puts you more, like I was saying, it puts you more in the right brain, and that's where a lot of artists come from, is in the right brain.
I'm very right-brained. I had someone give me a whole bunch of tests. She's a doctor, and she would say things like, I've never met anybody that's so right-brained as you, you know, because I scored a one. Like, out of 100 people, only one person scored worse than me on that, you know, like on the logic, the left brain part, you know, I can't even process the information out of one ear. I can hear perfectly out of it, but I can't process the information from it.
Right.
It's called auditory processing disorder, but it's only in one ear. So, a little bizarre.
And during this retrograde period, would you say that it's been more of a positive transformation for you?
For, you know, looking before in the past, instead of looking at it upon fear and trepidation, I look back and I see that's part of the times when I was highly creative, when I got a lot of writing done, when I got a lot of things done. But it was also a time when I was very uncomfortable, and I think when people are uncomfortable, they make changes. They do things.
Right.
They do things differently. And I think that's where the creativity comes in for myself.
So you feel like people get too much in their comfort zone then?
Yeah, and everything becomes stagnant. But, you know, look at a revolution, you know, people have to be highly uncomfortable for a change to happen.
Right.
And I think a lot of revolutions happen during Mercury retrograde.
Right.
That's just looking at it.
And you feel like it kind of pulls people into their creativity.
Mm-hmm. It's a time of rebirth. It's a time of change. It's, you know, because that's when change happens, is when a person's uncomfortable, when their car breaks down, when, you know, there's a miscommunication, and then you learn something new about that person or yourself even. I think those
right.
are good things. But I'm a pretty positive person, so.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you looked at it that way.
What are you getting for, you know, her on your, what are you seeing on your cards for her?
Well, she is a very positive person because the card I pulled was the Ace of Swords upright.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that means that, you know, you have a very creative and spontaneous mind. You're very positive. In this period of retrograde, it's really helped you to think a lot about what you're supposed to be doing. You really been following your sacred contract, you know, your path, your calling. It's like when you stick on something, you have to finish it. It's like you feel like you have to feel compelled to finish what you started, instead of going back and doing it over again, like some people do. You know, you don't go from one thing to another. It's like you get the project done.
Well, if I commit, then that's what I do. I follow through.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you just kind of follow through with what you feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that plays a huge part on your ascension because it plays a huge part in a lot of people's decisions because they're not following through with what they're supposed to be doing. Instead of, you know, they just keep going down a different path, or they'll go down or be influenced and go down a darker path. And that kind of plays a huge part on their ascension. You know what I mean? They're not really fulfilling what they're supposed to be doing. And you're kind of on that path. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
All right.
That's kind of what I got from the Ace of Swords. Even though things have been tough, things have been, you know, but you've always managed to pull yourself out of it by your creativity and your positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you were able to stand on both feet.
That's
you know?
True. That is true.
So that's kind of what I saw on the card as far as
I just wanted to mention, I'm looking at my cards right now, and then my guides are telling me that you need to focus more on your health.
Well, that might be true.
Yeah.
I was in a coma about a week and a half ago.
Wow. It says to, you know, guard your, you know, health by, you know, eating all the right foods and not overindulging, you know.
Oh, that's not a problem. I mean, just being able to eat, it's hard for me right now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. The main thing is, you know, doing all the right things, you know, getting the right exercise, fresh air, you know, all the things that your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And this will help you to, you know, have better adjustment.
That sounds good.
And are you, you say that you have some books that you're writing. Are they being looked at? I mean, have
well,
you sent them
one
to the publisher
I already
yet?
There's one that I already have speaking engagements on, and I just have to finish it. I had a laptop that was stolen last summer, and all my flash drive was next to the laptop, so they got everything. I didn't have anything backed up anywhere else on the internet, and because I didn't want anybody to get my book, right? You know. So.
Because I was getting to beware, because there's some people that's been trying to steal some of your work.
Oh yeah, I mean, I have a lot of poetry and articles written on different things, and other people taking credit for it, or even pictures, graphics I've done. You know, that's a little irritating. But some of these people mean well, but they just don't understand intellectual law, and, you know, that's my intellectual property. And like, I'm so sorry. And I can't be mad at the lady who's just trying to fix their son. You know, I can't have anger on that. So, you know, usually my needs are met. Usually my needs are met. It's just been a little difficult lately, that's all.
Right.
You know, a bit difficult. Now, about a relationship, do you guys see anything on that? Or can you focus on that or no? Or it's okay if you can't.
Actually, you're going to be meeting somebody new.
Oh.
I'm kind of getting that you're going to meet a composer.
A composer?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Somebody that plays music.
Hmm.
He knows he writes music for a living.
There's a songwriter.
Have you met
somebody? Yeah, he's like a songwriter.
I just missed him, though. Because songwriters are kind of like me. We don't make a lot of money unless you really get a, you know, really good book or a good blog, you know, something like that. And it's more difficult. It's more difficult.
I'm kind of getting that he's a songwriter. He's Italian.
Italian.
Yeah, and he has different origins.
Oh. Is it possible he's from Argentina, maybe?
It's very possible, yeah.
That's someone from back in the day that I always wish I hadn't passed up. He's an opera singer, though.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's somebody, I don't know if it's the same person or somebody new, but I just see that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he's
going
to have dark hair and dark eyes.
Well, yes, he's from Argentina, so.
Yeah.
Oh, he's something else, I'll tell you what. But did you see it, like
a
red-headed cowboy?
Is he younger than you?
No, I think he might be like 5 or 6 years older. But I mean, he's a prankster.
That has long hair, long curly black hair.
I don't know how long his hair is now. It depends on what he's doing. I mean, sometimes his hair is short and sometimes it's longer, and you know, if he's doing aria or, you know, an opera, I don't know. He usually comes to where I live about once a year and does an opera in my city.
Have you ever been on radio other than Block Talk Radio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done major market radio.
Okay.
Terrestrial radio.
I keep seeing that. And your voice, you have a really good voice for radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that compliment.
You're welcome, yeah. It's sort of mesmerizing.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
I try not to distract
The reason I bring this up because me and my son are both hypnotists, so we know how that works.
I think I could do very well at hypnosis. I think I would do wonderfully well.
And I was going to mention, you could be a lady hypnotist real easy.
Yeah, I lived with a lady who did hypnosis for pain control for cancer patients, things like that,
right.
And past life regression. And she was amazing. I mean, she was in her 70s. She was selling real estate. She was doing that. She owned a theater. I mean, this woman was busy, 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 waking me up at 2 in the morning to write chords for a song, you know, a little melody that she just did. Would wake me up at 2 in the morning. I'm like, do you ever sleep? This woman. If I could have that energy, that would be wonderful.
You know, I think the main thing is she loved what she does, and that's why she had so much energy.
Oh, she loved life. I mean, she was... Yeah, have you guys ever run across someone that just loved life so much?
Oh, yeah. Now,
everything was an adventure. That was her. That was her.
Yeah.
I miss her so much.
Yeah.
I miss her.
I mean, I mentioned this to my son, Adrian, you know, that's the kind of, you know, what you would want to do, not go to a job, you know, from 8 to 5 or whatever, you know, but to go to a job that you love every minute of being there and you never want to leave.
Well, that's what I would like to do. I love writing. I could never do an office job. I can't do it. And just, no.
Yeah.
No. There was probably a time in my life I could have, but that time has long passed, and I don't know. But I wanted to ask, if I say a name, can you tell me if you get any impression? I'm really reaching here. I want this to work. His name's Bobby.
Bobby. And how long have you known Bobby?
Well, initially I started talking to him about 4 years ago, and then we started Skyping him maybe a little over a year ago. And, I mean, just, oh my gosh, he's kind of twisted.
I have a question for you. Do you feel Bobby is your twin flame?
I'm not familiar with that term.
You've never heard twin flame or soulmate?
Soulmate, yeah, I mean... I wasn't aware that his birthday was the other day, and I sent him a poem that he just completely loved, and apparently he went off. Go ahead.
I just pulled a card. It's the 8 of Clubs, and it says that it's going to be fast. You're going to have a swift courtship and ending in marriage.
Do you see a season? Like, do you see snow or spring or leaves changing?
Actually, it's going to be in the spring.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. I mean, he's already asked me to marry him. I don't know how many different times. But,
you know,
he's in California. I'm here in Oklahoma. And he's got a ranch in Texas. And I mean, this man is super busy, you know.
Well.
I even discussed having a second husband, you know, like a polyamorous situation. Because, I mean, he probably, even if he married me, he probably still wouldn't have enough time for me. I know that sounds bizarre, but I feel perfectly fine asking him anything. I'm just completely comfortable with him, just completely comfortable. And I've never been married. I've never lived with a man. I'm just... But he's different. You know, I want to stutter. He's something
else. The whole
else.
Thing is when you've met your twin flame or your soulmate, you know right at that very moment that that's that special person for you.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And
yes,
that's how it works.
And it seems like...
You there? Hello?
Nathan, are you there?
Hello.
There he is.
There you are.
Did I lose you?
I was just saying that it
seems like some souls that come together quicker than others.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know, why is it that for some people it takes years to find their twin flame or they don't come together right away?
Well, I don't think I was ready for him 10, 15 years ago. There's no way I would have been.
Yeah.
I spent this time getting ready for this point.
Divine timing.
A lot of it's timing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful that I found him, or he found me, or we found each other. So, but you do actually see him make a commitment, because I think he's hiding something from me right now. I mean, I can feel it, but I think it has to do with money, and it's involved with someone from his past, you know, and he doesn't want drama. So.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it's the fear of being happy.
Yeah.
Pardon?
A lot of it's the fear of being happy.
Well, you know, once you have happiness, then, you know, it can, you know, those expectations to keep it going, you know, sometimes it doesn't come to pass.
Now, the whole thing is, there's a lot of responsibilities that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. And that was one of the cards that I pulled also.
I want to read an inspiration card about that.
All right.
This is the Psychic Tarot Oracle deck that I got.
Uh-huh.
I just want to, something's telling me that I need to pull a card.
All right.
On that. See what it says. It says, rejoice in celebration. And it's the Three of Cups. And you'll always see that card, that deck in the tarot, the Three of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Has to do with emotion, because the cups represent emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what it says about that. I'm just going to find the page here. All right, let's see. I have to look for, I'm looking it up now. Okay, I found it. Okay, it says it's a time of merriment and celebration and rebirth. Success and victory is at hand. You're doing what you love most, and you're pursuing your passion when you follow your heart. Intuition with the zero, there are no limits to what you can achieve. When the energy of the excitement and love is present, you can feel it moving within you. Somehow, love has a way of showing you that you're connected to something much larger than yourself. The number three symbolizes unity. And the time to rejoice in gratitude and sharing, whether it is with family members, friends, or even a coworker. This is a movement of fusion for all dedicated work people. So put yourself on the back party and dance in celebration of your accomplishment. So is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
You know, that's so interesting that, you know, we get so involved in what we do that, you know, we really don't see until we, you know, find out from others, you know, how well, you know, how we affected their lives or the things that, you know, that we've done for them in the past, you know. And so we have to be, you know, in gratitude for everything that we have and all the gifts that we've received. A lot of it is being in, you know, that Christ consciousness and learning unconditional love.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we're all experiencing right now.
So it's basically telling her that it's a time for her to celebrate and rejoice for the things that she has accomplished.
Right.
And, you know, how I was saying, whether it's with a coworker, whether it's with your family member, it's a time of celebration.
Right.
That victory is at hand, letting her know that victory is at hand.
That's right.
That's I think that's a really powerful message, you know.
And how did you enjoy your reading?
I enjoyed it very much. It was very relaxing. Very relaxing. made me feel
good. We're
going
to go ahead and we had some other callers waiting.
Oh, okay.
We're almost running out of time. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next caller.
Well, thank you so much. It was very kind of you.
Thank you.
You and you have a wonderful night.
I will. If you can just put me on mute, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Let's go ahead with the caller from the 403 area.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. And what's your name? And
my name
where are you
Melissa.
From?
I'm from Alberta, Canada.
Wonderful, and we thank you for joining us on our show tonight. We have a question for us tonight.
I'm just kind of looking into my love life future, if there is one.
And are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not, no.
And what are you getting for her?
I'm kind of getting that she's seeking her relationship. Are you seeking love and relationship right now?
Companionship more than anything, but yeah.
Okay. Well, let me pull an oracle card on you and see what the oracle deck has to say. And then the card I pulled is called New Beginnings. And I'm kind of getting that there's a... It shows a woman standing on the earth, which represents you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding a staff. I don't know what that represents, but let's see. But it's interesting that it would be a woman. In the card.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's representing you.
Right. I've got a few different hopefuls, I guess you could say, but I'm having issues narrowing it down. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Let me read this to you, what it says.
Okay.
It says, each and every journey begins with the all-important first step. When this card is present itself in your reading, it's confirming that it is time for you to take a brave leap of faith. But be prepared as you do so. This card represents that a great news and adventure is awaiting you. It usually shows up where there's a significant inner change happening within you. By selecting this card, it is a sign of those important choices are needed and are about to be made. You should be careful about pardon and present with wisdom, thought, and the care. Love is constantly trying to nudge you and move you forward at all times. It can be very hard doing when you're faced with new adventures or direction. Therefore, it calls for inner belief and courage. As you take the leap of faith and step into the unknown during this time, don't be alarmed if you feel lost or even confused. Most people are afraid of change and play it safe by staying where they are. Know that inner guidance and wisdom and belief in yourself. And by tapping into those tools, you're prepared to move forward as a positive life change in your path. Don't confirm what society or others involved experts of you expect of you at this time. It is your own adventure during this time. Be like the innocent child with fresh eyes and give yourself permission to live and play love and above all things. This card represents the full archetype.
Interesting.
So what are you getting from all that, Roy?
My cards are telling me out. Are you working right now?
I'm not, no.
Okay, because...
Well, I kind of am. I guess I'm doing my own thing. I'm not employed at a job, but I do a couple things for myself.
Now, do you have a private business? Or?
Yeah, I do dog training. And.
Okay.
So you're kind of stepping... What I'm getting is you're kind of stepping into a new era.
Mm-hmm. And I am.
Into the unknown. And
yeah.
It's going to be like a new beginning for you.
Yeah.
And you're going to go on a very spiritual journey, and a lot of people are going to try to talk you out of it.
Yeah, they are.
And that, like you say, that's part of society programming.
Yeah.
So that's where the Fool card comes in, where it's telling you to trust your better judgment, to trust your intuition on kind of the path that you're going down into
right.
the unknown.
And
because
how can
going into the unknown is like it says, it's like the innocent child. You're seeing things in a new beginning now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of makes sense to my story because I'm actually going away on a weekend getaway with an ex that I dated 12 years
uh-huh.
ago that kind of messed around with me and cheated on me with my sister. But there's always been feelings that whole 13 years, and so we're kind of trying to reconnect and kind of, but everybody's telling me I'm stupid for doing it because of what he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of really sounds like that for me to just take a leap of faith and
mm-hmm.
look at it with fresh eyes, right?
But exactly. Yep, you hit nail on the head.
Yeah, but to listen to my intuition, that's the hard part.
Yes, that's yes. where the Fool card comes in. It's like everybody's going to try to make me look like the fool, like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I'm going down this path.
Yeah.
And it's not the kind of path that they want you to go down. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like my friend Hector, when he first started in the metaphysical, he never used to be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back to religion because his father was into black magic, and he was told that black magic was bad. And so he kind of, in his mind, he thought that all metaphysical people were bad.
Right, yeah, he just grouped everybody in the same category.
Exactly, because he
yeah.
listened to society.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that makes
so,
sense. So, so just when you get that feeling, so I think the bad thoughts come in after the fact, because him and I have kind of hooked up, and then all of a sudden it's good while he's around, but then as soon as he's not around, I'm second guessing everything. But in
exactly.
the moment, in the moment it feels right and it feels good, but then afterwards it's like, oh, what are other people gonna think? Like nobody's gonna support me with the decision, and you know, how
yep.
would that work, right?
Exactly, yep, that's what I'm saying.
That does make sense. Well, that's good to know.
My guides are telling me to, you know, just like you mentioned, you know, follow your intuitions, let
mm-hmm.
them guide you.
Yeah.
Because you have the courage to overcome any difficulties. You know, you've always had a competitive nature.
Yeah.
So, you know, just follow that, and then you'll have the right guidance, you know, that you need.
Yeah, well, if I know in the moment that it feels wrong, then it probably is,
yeah.
right?
But
right. if it doesn't, then it's not, and I have to quit
That's
second
right.
guessing, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. And
you are so welcome. And did you enjoy your reading?
I did, definitely. And I would
Wonderful.
Love to listen a little more if you just put
okay.
me on mute.
Let's go ahead and we have one more caller. We're going to see if we get that last caller in before we end. So, again, you know, call us back. Join us again.
I will. Thank you.
It was nice meeting you.
You too.
Nice meeting you. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go ahead with the last caller now from the 256 area. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Wanda from Alabama.
Wanda, and do you have a question for us? I just want to mention to you real quick, like, that if we lose you, it's just because we ran out of time. So we'll try to answer as quickly as we can.
Okay,
go ahead,
about
next.
Work. A job?
About work?
For me getting a job? Yes.
Are you out of work right now?
Yes.
Okay. Adrian, what are you getting?
Are you currently looking for a new job, or?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of talent do you have? Like, what do you like to do?